When you learn it and you internalize it, and then it becomes your motivation to do something, now it's davik ruach v'lucha, you took that ruach, and now it becomes your, that energy now became yours. And the same thing with mitzvahs or anything like that. So the concept is that you connect energy to energy, you transfer the energy from there to here, and that's what tshuva is, that we're bringing that energy into, or we're connecting to a higher energy. And that is the inner tshuva law. The only way to do that is only after you have tshuva tata already, where there's a ziva zachet, where a person leaves the bad deed that he's doing. But after that, then there's actually, what are you now? So you're not doing bad. What are you? Now it's a question of what you're becoming. That's the ultimate level of tshuva, where it's tosh v'oshem, it actually becomes a positive entity. It only becomes an entity that just is obsessed with bad. That's tshuva tata, which needs to be done. And then it's tshuva law of already what one is becoming. And that's what we're up to in tshuva law. In a tshuva law zu, this level of tshuva law, the establishment of rucha v'rucha, the connection, the cleaving, as he says, of energy to spirit, ayidei terev gemilas chasodim, through either learning, which internalizes the person, because when you learn, you're actually bringing it into your system. It's becoming part of the way you're thinking. Gemilas chasodim by either or by giving. Here we see. We also spoke yesterday where a person had the money that he had, he has energy from, he could use, he can enjoy, he uses chaya nafshei, and he takes that money and he gives it to a person who is in need. So he connects one energy, one person, one energy with another energy. That is a one directional movement. It only is mamayla lamata. Because when you're learning, everybody is better when they're learning. Because when you're learning, you're suspending yourself and you're letting something else come into your being. So you're suspended. So therefore when you finish learning and you close the book and then you go, what's up? Then you're a different person. Because that's the negative of it. Why? Because you're bringing something. The positive of it is, if you didn't have learning, a person would never be able to grow. He would just be stuck into whatever he is, like all animals. They're just stuck. There's no learning process. They just are where they are. They'll never grow. Learning lets us listen to something else above us, outside of us. But that's momaila lamata. It's coming from there to us. So, but we could still be in the same hole as before. So we got elevated in the sense of, inspired for a while, but it's not who we are. It's who what we're listening to. So as long as that inspiration is there, where? Like music. The music is playing. If it's a happy song, you're in a good mood. It makes you happy. When the song finishes, you go back to your previous problem. It distracts. So it's Lomayla Lomata. It's something that took you, overwhelmed you. So that's, even though it's a very powerful thing, tearing Gemilas Chasadim, hugely powerful, but that's only one of the directions. Everything you need, two directions. So that's only Mamayla Lamata. We have Dovah, Dvar Hashem, Mamash Mephiv, because he's God's word in his mouth. So at this point, he's inspired. Moshe Kosov also, Dvar Beficha. I put your word, my words in your mouth. It's my words. It's not your words. So the positive is now I have Dvara and now I have God's words. The negative, it's not really negative, it's just one stage, is that it's put into my it's superimposed on me. The Yemine Techapkeni, the Gemilas Chasadim, which is also a surrounding, it's an energy. When someone comes to you and he gives you a hug, especially if it's Brandon, and he gives you one of those bear hugs, then you feel the love. It's overwhelming. You didn't have a choice. You know that when he's coming to you, whatever you want at this time. So that's what the union of Gemilas Chesed is. The Chesed really, you mean Avol, Odom, Atachtin, but the person in this world, that person himself needs to go from one level to another level, Mamata, Lamaila, he has to go from one step to another step. It's baby steps. He has to, because then there is There is the one that you get inspired, but it's not enough to get inspired. How do you actually lift the whole game up is then you have to bring from yourself. Be'ina nami lechem, so to speak. You need to bring from your own. You have to bring your own self to the game. How do you bring it? So if learning is not the way to do it, if learning is just is listening and understanding, but it's still in the world of inspiration, and gemilas chesed, even though you're giving your life, is also superimposed. How does somebody reach a higher level? Hibkinis tshuvi law, these levels that come from above, is tshuvi law. That's what davening is. Davening is a whole different thing. And that's why people have such a hard time with davening. There's not a person around that you could imagine, at least I don't know of anybody, that doesn't have a problem with concentrating by davening. They don't have such a problem concentrating on learning. And usually the problem comes from learning, you're not learning something interesting. But if you learn something else, you can pay attention. You may be a little bored. But when you're learning, you're kind of paying attention. But by davening, it's almost impossible to pay attention. First of all, because it's the same words on the page. You read it yesterday, you read it the day before. It's the same word. So what's supposed to happen over here? What's supposed to happen in davening is you're supposed to meditate. You're supposed to create. It's like they gave you the words on the page, and everything on the tefillah is ingredients. And they didn't make anything for you. It's now you have to bake a cake. You have to bake the bread. We have to do something. If you don't do it, nothing is going to happen. The concept of davening is to create. That's where a person is involved. That's where he's made. That is what he's talking about from one level to another level. You have to actually create and understand from your own world, from your own thing, a reality that this is real. You could speak about, you want to talk about God? Let me tell you an interesting thing I saw in Parshas Bereishis. That's very nice. You can tell me something from the Gemara, you can tell me something from Kabbalah, you can tell me something from Chassidus. I'll tell you a beautiful story I heard. All good, nice. Now, how about what do you say? What do you have to say about it? Oh, what do I say? I have nothing to say. But I can tell you something I learned very nice in Gemara. Very nice. That's what the Gemara says. But what do you say? That's something, that's where is the person himself, Bogadov, you know, what does the person himself bring, what does the person himself bring to the table? That's the difference, that's why davening is so hard. And that's what davening is there for. And that's why, what is Aveda? Aveda is called tefillah, because that's work. So I'm learning, it's just simply work, because you're not accustomed to do it. It's something that it's not normal to think like that, and to actually change the way you're thinking and making it real. That is what davening is for. That is the whole main point of davening. To have actually your heart. To have your heart, that means you care about it. To have you caring about it, you have to change the way your perspective. You have to really think about it differently. There's a lot of times that a person is in the game because the other game is bad. And that's unfortunately, but at this point, sometimes you got to take what you can get. One of the ways that people inspire other people is telling them that what you have is not good. So therefore, this is not as bad as that. But still, there's not kavonas aleiv. That's not really what davening is. The davening, at the end of the day, we have for half to Hashem lochacha b'chol avocha b'chol nafshcha b'chol meidecha. Your heart actually likes this. I don't know about the other game. It's like someone, I remember that someone was telling me about this and about that. This thing in Judaism is like Christian. I don't know what's on that side. I don't know what's this side. You don't know what's on. You got to understand this. We don't have to. We're not going to pick this lifestyle because the other side's a losing team. I think the other side. So I don't really care what's on the other side. I don't even care if they're winning. I don't even care if it's good, so to speak. This is my life. Don't ask me about marriage. He says, how do you know when you're in the right time? I go, when's the right time? When you decided that if someone else came to you with a good shidduch, somebody else is great. You're like, I'm happy with what I have. I, there's a smarter, richer, somebody else out there. It's not my, I don't care. You don't care. You're happy with what you have. That's the same thing. That's what Shema, that's what Tefillah is supposed to do. We're supposed to learn how to, and that's hard. There's no fancy words going to happen here. Everybody has a different heart, and everybody's going to have to do it in his own way. Where you push it, develop that you like. That is what, that Kavonis HaLev. You should be able to say the words V'ahavta. Everybody could tell us nice Gemara, Mamar, Chazal, and the words V'ahavta. I heard a beautiful word from him. I heard a beautiful, very nice. But how do you feel about it? Do you love God? Do you really, like in your heart of hearts, and you, when you're by yourself, that's V'ahavta, it's Hashem Elokecha. That's the job. V'chol v'bokeh v'chol navshcha. V'emes v'amitoy. He lost a lot of chassidim by this, with this emes amite. He could have just said emes, you know, yeah, truthfully. No, he meant emes amite, really, truthfully. This is where there's no bluff anymore. You know, it's not a nice story to say, but I don't say it anyways because I'm not a paid member. There was once somebody chassid that was considered a chitzin. A chitzin is somebody who's not really into it. He's superficially into it. Really, everybody's only superficially into it. But there's some people who are so obvious that they're only superficially into it that they used to title them chitzin. Pnimi is somebody who's really into it. Or at least he really wants to be into it. Versus a chitzin is just superficial. He wants to look good. He wants to look the part. So there was once a big mashpia that came to town, and he wanted to impress the person. So he asked him, what do I think about? He goes, what thoughts should I have when I'm in the bathroom? You know, since you're not supposed to think about different there. What are you supposed to think about in the bathroom? And this Mashmir was a very sincere person, and he sized up this guy very well, and saw that the guy was just trying to make, like, he's a really holy guy, and he's trying to make himself better than he is. You know, what am I thinking in the bathroom? So he tells him, he goes, whatever you think during Shema, you can think during the bathroom. You know, but it's not such a joke when we learn it over here now, because in Shema it's V'ahavta. What do you really feel when you're saying V'ahavta? It has to actually. It's an aveda. It's a job. When we actually impose upon it, we find a way on how to say I love it. I push and love it. Why am I? You want to know why I'm religious? Because my life. This is who I am. I wouldn't change anything in my life. This is the best thing in the world. Thank God I am what I am. I would do it even if there was no mitzvah. Tomorrow they find a new Shulchan Aruch and they say this is, you know, I'm still going to do it. That means V'ahavta. That's what he means, emes v'amita. Not because, you know, I can't do it, it's just Shulchan Aruch. That's true. You got to do the Shulchan Aruch, a couple of sales. But that's not the part of davening part that's bringing to the game. The davening part of a half day is because I love it. I really love it. And that's job. That's the heart. That's what he's saying here. I hope that's what he's saying. That's what I'm going with. Hey.
Hey.
Yeah. Whoever's listening can always shut it off. Okay. What? Because you have to work on it. You got to work on it. Good point. Thanks, doctor. The same thing over here. It's these things. The words that are in your mouth are truthful. You're not just saying it. You know, like you see sometimes the guys go ahead and they go after and they're making with their clench. What are you clenching? What are you going? What are you doing? When you love something and you don't clench, you're like, you know, you're much looser, you know, it's like, but they're trying. But they mean they're trying, it's fine. I mean, it's not, they come very angry. It's very anger by a very loving part of davening, they get very angry. And also the covering of the eyes is there should be no distraction. It's not a physical thing. It's just that don't see anything else. So it's really about your mind. It's not about your hand.
Say it's so fast during davening.
Yeah, but sometimes there's no we can do at this point. But that's why when you have extra time, that it shows. You know, a lot of people tell me they daven too fast and during the week, you know, that fast. If a guy wants to know if it's true what he's saying or not, is when he's on vacation, how is he davening then? You know, what? By himself. When you're davening by yourself, let me see how you're davening. You know, again, because why? And he's not being not truthful. It's just he's repeating. It's part of the Milo Lamata. He knows it's true, and he's saying it over. But that's not what Shema. Shema is, what do you say about it? How do you feel about it? That's quote on Terry. What is Mekadeshesli? When a person marries, he's separating this from himself and the woman from everybody else. It's a separation. This is my life. This is my family. This is my God. This is what Shema is. This is what a mitzvah is. This is my Shekedishanu. This is my relationship. It's not an imposition. It's just my choice. This is the part of the davening part, not the part of the mitzvah. The part of the mitzvah part is not imposing. It's not that this is because God wants it to be. But that's a different program. This is not what he's saying over here. He's saying over here, how is it the person mitzvah tachtin? On Tuvit, how does a person go from step to step on his own? This is it's a two-way street. We need both. That the reason godliness is beyond. So if it came into this world the way it is, it would have to be, the world would cease to exist as an independent. We say achat tefillah by tachnun. By the way, achat tefillah goes on Shemin Esrei. After Shemin Esrei, what do we say? Elecha Hashem nafshi yesa. That my soul looks forward. By tachnun, we say our soul goes. This is nafshi yesa. What's the point of tachnun? Nafshi yesa. My soul is going up. The point is where a person actually now is not the same person anymore. He's not important by himself. After the davening, after you close the book, on vacation, davening by yourself, not by the inspirational part. What about me? That means that this energy is part of you now. That is, because otherwise you're just being imposed upon. But it's that energy now took your life. That's how it goes. Kol hayom, the whole day. You literally need to meditate about this. This is something where a person has to, just like you go to the gym, that in the beginning you get Charlie horse, and you can't do more than one, and then after a while it becomes part of your muscle memory. It remembers it. Same thing with the Hizbunnus. The more you think about these things, then the muscle memory, your head starts thinking. The reason why we always distracted, what are we distracted to? We're distracted to the thing we think about mostly. You want to know where you are? Just let yourself loose and see where your head goes. That's where your heart is. That's where you're constantly going to, because that's what you're thinking about mostly. Everybody goes to muscle memory. Everybody goes back to the place where they think about. If they're worried most of the time, they'll always be worried. If they are looking for tithing, always look for tithing. Wherever you're accustomed. So his bonus is where you're starting to think about something else. And that's why he says an hour or two. Long periods of time, because you need to retrain the mind. Then all of a sudden we're going to start thinking about it. It's going to come from us. And that's why it says about chassidus, you guys, and the time out there, in the middle of business, and all of a sudden they start thinking chassidus. Well, you know why? Because that's what they thought about most of the day. They spend hours, 6 hours davening, 5 hours davening, now they're doing business, their head mostly somewhere else. So all of a sudden, middle of the business, they're thinking davening. They're thinking about a thing because that's what their life is at the time. Versus somebody who's mostly into business and very seldom into davening. So at that point, in davening, you'll think about your problems. For really thinking, deeply thinking. And in the Avaselam, either looking at the world in a tremendous, miraculous way, or looking how God loves the Jews, and Sukkadezimla, how amazing the world is functioning. All this is a way to retrain the mind to go step by step and hopefully become a little bit more holy.
Mayor.
What?
Oh, 2 minutes.